This podcast is brought to you by the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania.
Well, Twitter recently launched its new subscription-based service. The $2.99 per month service, known as Twitter Blue, is going to include an undo tweet button, color themes, and a reader mode, amongst other elements. So what does this mean for Twitter, and maybe even more so for social media in general? Pinar Yildirim is an assistant professor of marketing here at the Wharton School. Hi, Pinar. How are you?
I'm good, Don. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Doing very well. Great to have you with us. First off, let's start with your general thoughts on Twitter going down this path of a subscription service.
So for a while, I think we expected social media platforms or online platforms that allow people to create content in general to start going towards the subscription route. I mean, for the longest time, they've been supporting themselves through advertising. But advertising, the pie for advertising is not necessarily growing exponentially. And there are a lot of platforms that are trying to support themselves through advertising. So fairly unattractive route. And at the same time, in a world where everybody is consuming content and creating content, it makes sense to start selling these and even for consumers to start paying for these. I think this is part of a general trend that we are going to start to see more and more with social media platforms and online platforms in general.
How much does this potentially help Twitter in terms of that monetization issue that they have really been battling over the last decade or so?
Yeah, maybe this is something about Twitter and the sort of founding philosophy of Twitter. Twitter, I think in general, the management of Twitter was thinking of Twitter as something beyond a money-making machine. It was a place for public discourse, and Jack Dorsey, I think, has said this in his speeches too. And I think for a long time, they've been really going with that philosophy, thinking of Twitter as a place, not necessarily to, you know, for the shareholders to make money, but for people to have a public discourse. And with that, you could say that Twitter is leaving a lot of money on the table. I mean, if you think of Twitter, it has a lot of power because it's a unique platform that brings together ordinary individuals with a lot of public figures. Politicians use Twitter very actively. Many public figures, business people and artists and sports people, they use Twitter very actively. They make their announcements for the first time on Twitter. They create broadcast content, they put videos that became viral, seen and clicked by a million people. And you could say there's money left on the table for everyone here because newspapers and online platforms take content out of Twitter and then integrate that into their news stories. Twitter is not making, this is not a revenue source for Twitter. And for the more professional content providers or even public figures, when they need to make a press announcement, when they need to put content of quality where people may be willing to pay a fee in order to be able to access that, Twitter wasn't able to take advantage of that. And I think they are not going, they're not doing this, going to full extent. They're not. They're still not there with the blue paid service, but they have a number of other things that they are planning right now that will be coming in, features and tools for content providers, that they will be going through this route of paid services as well as sharing the revenue that they make with the content providers with additional features as well. So they will expand these type of features in the near future.
So did Twitter, to a degree, we were talking a moment ago with Kevin Volpe about, hitting that sweet spot on these lotteries for vaccinations. Did Twitter kind of hit its sweet spot in terms of the amount that it's charging for people that they would want to be part of this service?
So I think it will very much depend on who is creating content and what they are getting out of that creation. So far, the service that they have offered, the paid blue service, this doesn't seem to be, in my opinion, I think it's not going to be very, very attractive for users because it provides you a few features, but undoing a tweet. I mean, this is mainly because if you just you're about to post it and you noticed that you have called Fefe in your, you know, a word, a typo in your tweet, and you would like to correct that. This wasn't an option right now, and that they are giving this option to you. They are giving the option to somehow put the interesting tweets over time that you encounter into a folder, or give you the option to more easily, more comfortably read floods, the tweets that are coming in batches. And these are things that they should already provide to users. I mean, I cannot imagine a big chunk of the users will want to pay a $3 fee a month for just these features. But yeah. I do believe that Twitter is leaving money on the table by not trying to monetize the content that its unique users are creating. I can imagine that there will be a number of people who would be willing to pay a fee, you know, whatever that fee is, $1, $5, depending on who they're getting access from. The unique content that a public figure is creating and distributing only to a select set of subscribers. This is the model for Substack, right? Substack is creating content. Of course, the content is not just contained in 280 characters. It's much more expensive and there is more information. But Twitter has this user base. It's not just used by individuals, ordinary individuals. It's used by a lot of people that we want to hear from. So they could offer services to be able to monetize that. I know that they're planning it, you know, from conversations with people on Twitter. And I think that's where they will really get more people, more customers to pay for these services. But this,
I find it interesting that it is. I'm sorry, finish up. I'm sorry.
No, this initial announcement I do not think will be a game changer for Twitter.
Okay. I find it interesting in looking at that undo button that it is just a 30-second window. And, you know, I use Twitter a lot, and realistically, I know when I post something, I probably don't think about it immediately right after I do it. So that 30-second window, I think to a degree, is way short. I mean, it's one thing to delete it, but we know that there's kind of a track to the tweet, you know, that's going to stay there. That 30-second window is not exactly a lengthy period of time for somebody to think about that.
Yes, I mean, exactly. I think we are on the same page on this. These features don't seem to be that attractive to a broad set of users. If you're a public figure and if you're just about to make a typo and if you notice that last minute as you hit the button, the send button, I can imagine that 30 seconds could be very valuable, not to make a fool out of yourself. But at the same time, this is not a problem for majority of the population. So I again think that are just starting to announce a number of features that will be paid. Either the content providers will be paying or the consumers will be paying. I think this is just the beginning of it. Yeah. There might be a small set of professional users. I can imagine a politician may want to have this. I can imagine that a public figure may want to have this, but I cannot imagine this is going to be endorsed by the majority of the public.
Does this, about a minute left, does this have potential impact, do you think, then, thinking larger term about social platforms overall?
I think we are going to see an interesting environment. I mean, we started out with newspapers being free, and people said that you couldn't charge for newspapers, and now that's changed. And I think the same trend will continue with social media platforms. You know, Facebook, no one imagines that Facebook could charge, but I don't think this is so unlikely. We might be going into a future where we'll be getting some premium features for content creation, content consumption, or for privacy, where we might have to start paying to be able to use these platforms. I think this is just the beginning of, you know, what's to come as far as consumers paying for what they are getting or what they're unable to get.
Pinar, great to talk with you again. Look forward to seeing you on campus at some point later this year.
Thank you so much. Great to be here. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Pinar Yildirim, who's an assistant professor of marketing here at the Wharton School.
To keep engaged with Wharton Business Daily and other Wharton School shows, visit businessradio.wharton.upenn.edu.